The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Meanwhile, Braves in action tonight. We're going to talk with Grant coming up here in about 7 minutes. And Day-Day just told me the Braves have picked up another pitcher, ironically, Mike. And I said, well, who is it?
Right.
It's nobody of named value, guys. Again, I think these are just depth moves that we've been talking about. Like, who else can we go acquire and get to maybe fill the void of what we are experiencing right now, specifically with our starting pitching?
Well, we don't have any. I mean, that's the thing. That's why, you know, we talked about Didier Fuentes. You just don't really have anybody else down there in the minors. They talked about maybe bringing Wiles back up. Remember, we used him earlier in the year.
Yep.
Mark Bowman says, yeah, it's a Hunter Stratton from the Pirates in exchange for Titus Dimitru and cash considerations to make room on the 40-man roster. They transferred Chris. Wow. You said it yesterday. Chris Sale, 60-day injured list. So now Chris Sale seems like this summer is going out the window. And this is why when we have these debates, and we'll talk with Grant McCauley about it coming up at 5:20, when do you just say, look, I can't keep putting money or at least investing into the season because this season might be lost?
The Sale injury is big. Unless you make a monster trade for another frontline starter, you're basically saying we're going to make a run, being 11 games out, 8 games out of the wild card, whatever it is right now, without the guy that won the Cy Young for you last year and has been arguably your best pitcher this season. That's a big deal, Mike. And that's, I don't want to say it's sneaky, but you notice how they threw that in there? It's like, right. Oh, to make room, we move Chris Sale to the 60-day. And then you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I said to Mike yesterday, he said, when do you expect to see Chris Sale? I said, August. And that sounds like, whoa, what's going on? This is just the reality of this rib injury, and Mike, maybe it's even more severe than they're leading on.
Now, again, this guy is a bullpen piece, is Stratton, but you need bigger help. You need help. But here's the debate, and how does this team, it's like the chicken and the egg. How do you get within a manageable number that says you can be a wild card team or compete for the division when you don't have Chris Sale pitching and you got to rely on minor leaguers? Nothing against Didier Fuentes, who may be a star in this league someday, but he's not ready now.
Yeah, I think this is a... another thing to try to overcome. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. Not with our current situation with our starting pitching. Either way, Hunter Stanton from Pittsburgh joining this club. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in on that. We'll talk with Grant about that. And the lineup's out tonight. The big news there is Money Harris is back in the lineup. We assumed he would be after getting a couple of days off. So that is good, and we'll find out what Grant's thinking about that. Hey, Mike, as we talk about the NFL, and we've been seeing moves today, Darren Waller, he ends up replacing Jonnu Smith on the Dolphins roster. A guy that was retired, by the way, decides, I'm going to come out of retirement to go play for the Dolphins.
Yeah, man, former Raven He's with the Giants. Of course, the Raiders probably had his best success when he kind of really was like a Pro Bowler caliber top five tight end. He is a guy that's going to apparently come out. And you said it earlier. Dare I say the Dolphins had a plan in place when they move on from Jonnu Smith.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. His song.
Remember we played this in Guy Talk? The musical career perhaps not getting the traction that Darren Waller was expecting. Georgia Tech people go on to do really great things. That isn't one of them, but Darren Waller now going back to the NFL in exchange. It was a six-round pick they sent up to New York, and the Giants had a seventh-round pick with him down in Miami because they controlled his rights.
Yeah, look, I just—
Were they ever in the mix for Pitts? I mean, we just threw it out there. I don't think the Falcons are prepared to move on from Pitts, and we may get better in a compensatory pick if he balls out this year anyway.
Yeah.
And signs with someone else.
But this had to be in the making, right? I mean, right. You just don't do the Jonnu Smith trade and then go, whoa, what are they going to do? They obviously knew he was willing to come back, and they were willing to make a deal there. Hey, man, let's talk about the Falcons here as we talk about what's going on there. And, you know, it's what is your biggest question or questions, and have they been answered so far this offseason? I think, Mike, the answer is no. Like, we have all these questions leading into camp. And when you start talking about, like, okay, what do I want to know and what do we currently know? Well, we think we got a bunch of edge rushers, but we don't know how productive it's going to be, right? We think that, you know, all of a sudden the secondary is going to be better. We're going to get more turnovers, but we don't know quite yet. But we do feel good about it because the draft felt like, hey, they did the right thing. And that's what's crazy about this, because when you talk about, hey, the Falcons are the biggest questions, because this is the kind of stuff, guys, that goes on before the lead up to camp. Mm. Everybody has questions about their team, right? The Cowboys, can Dak come back and lead the wide receiver? And you start seeing all this stuff. For the Falcons, it really isn't about Michael Penix. It's about the other stuff that we've been questioning, Mike, and I just don't feel like we're going to get those answers anytime soon until the season rolls around.
Right. Now, again, we've debated, you know, how to use Pitts. And I'm done arguing about it with listeners. Like, he is what he is.
Well, that is another question, though.
Right. But, I mean, how do you get him more involved? How does he have more of an impact in this offense? There were times last year where he was a big part. Commanders games. We talked about that Bucs game in Tampa. You don't win that game without Kyle Pitts making those two touchdown catches.
Yep.
Another guy who was a big part of the Falcons last season, until obviously things kind of went sideways. And then the delivery system got a bit hooey. And then eventually Michael Penix took over. We find out the NFL does their top 100 players of 2025 voted by themselves. The players decide. So this is not the media. This is the guys who play the game, Carl. I think probably has more respect than anything else. Ladd McConkey comes in at number 100. Leonard Williams, D lineman for the Seattle Seahawks, 98. You get Aaron Jones, running back for the Vikings at 98. And coming in at number 97, cracks the top 100 for the first time in his career, Drake London.
Congratulations.
Best season of his career last year.
Congratulations. And look, I'm actually surprised when this came out. I'm like, he didn't make it last year, the year before? Like, I guess not. But finally getting some recognition. This is good, right? This is good that our guys, this is what we've been talking about. Until you start to have those players around the country that people recognize on a regular basis, right? Matt Ryan was obviously one of those. Julio Jones was one of those guys. Roddy White, you start talking about people recognizing the names, Mike. Over the last few years, I don't know if we've had that. Now, I think Bijan's going to be that, if he's not already.
Right.
Obviously, Drake's going to be that. Penix is going to be that. That's what I believe. The problem is, Mike, we haven't had any of those guys on defense outside of Jesse Bates.
And that's it. Jesse Bates has been a guy. Bijan's been a guy on the offensive side. Grady had been a top 100 guy over the years. But now this year, is it going to be Jalen Walker? Is it going to be James Pierce Jr.? Can Leonard Floyd, you know, get back in the top 100? I'm sure he's been a top 100 guy at one point in his career. But yeah, the defense. It's going to be the edge rushers. And as rookie, maybe, are you satisfied with all rookie team? I know we try to quantify.
Yeah.
10 sacks, 12 sacks. We gave you a list. All the elites. You didn't have to wait 2 years. You didn't have to wait 3 years. It wasn't a, he's evolving. All the elites all popped from the first year. And Jalen Walker is a guy that was a perceived top 10 pick, even though we felt it was at 15. He's got to be one of those guys.
I agree. And that's the expectation for him. It can't be anything less than that. That the expectation has to be set high, and he's got to, you know, at least attempt to get there. Does he do that? We were talking about sack leader as a rookie, all-rookie defensive team. I hope so. Because if he does, then that brand that we're talking about is going to grow fairly quickly, and people around the country are going to start recognizing. And, Mike, here's the other thing we're going to see. We're going to start to see a lot of Jalen Walker jerseys down at Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
Right?
And that's the thing. Jesse Bates, a couple A.J. Terrells, a couple Grady jerseys, I should say. It's rare. I mean, you got to go back, you know, to the old, you know, Predator used to be very popular. We talked about, you know, the going all the way back to like the Bomb Squad days with Chuck, it's rare you see a lot of Falcon fans rocking the defensive jerseys.
No. No,
as you see in other cities, like in Pittsburgh, for instance, talking about the Steelers.
Yeah, T.J. Watt. I mean, think about all the guys they've had on the defensive side of the ball that have actually been more popular, right, than guys on the offensive side. I'm willing to tell you some of their defensive players have been more popular. I'm looking at Dom. Dom's a Steeler fan. We were talking about this. But they've been more popular, right? Have you? How many jerseys have you owned, by the way, or favorite players?
So all of my favorite players are defensive players.
Yeah.
Like Troy Polamalu.
Huge.
Is my favorite player of all time. Like I can name way more defensive stars, like whether it was James Ferrier, you can go back to Larry Foote, Brett Kiesel, Casey Hampton, Ike Taylor, like. The defensive guys kind of led the way in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've not had that.
No. I mean, if you go look at top-selling Falcons jerseys, Bijan, Drake, obviously Penix jersey is going to be popping. But it'd be nice to see. That's, you know, an indication of, you know, in the past, how many times as Falcon fans, generally you want to see the offense introduced. If you're in the stadium.
That's true.
To run out of the helmet. And it's, oh, they're doing the defense today. Okay. Like the Dean Pease years. I mean, it's been few and far between, other than Grady, and you said when Jesse came over in free agency. But when you become that defense, we're hoping we become that upper, being the upper third as far as sack totals, having that difference maker. Because even in 16, that was a defense that was a work in progress. 17 was a better defense. So, yeah, man, let's hope this is the year that all of a sudden we're known for not just being a high-flying offense, we'll be the complete package with the defense.
Complete package.
The total. Why are you talking like Seinfeld? The total package.
Hey, man, follow Mike Bell, ATL. I may put him up. See Dukes in the radio shows, Dukes and Bell 929. You guys can chime in on the conversation. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter, ironically, Mike, talking about Jeff Ulbrich and the job that he has in front of him after being hired January 18th as the new defensive coordinator for our Falcons, and talking about, you know, the things that he's going to have to be tasked with in getting this defense better. It is about coaching. But it's also about players. And do you truly feel like we've upgraded the playmaking on that side of the ball? Because all those guys Dom just talked about on the defensive side, all those guys are ballers. Those are players, man. Right. You can talk about the coordinators, right, and they had very few, by the way, in Pittsburgh. But the fact is, like, that's what it comes down to, Mike. Jeff Ulbrich has to do his job, but do we have enough guys, enough players?
Well, we're going to have a lot of question marks in the sense that they're unproven. They have not played it down in the NFL. But people were through the roof over Jalen Walker. The team basically said, the coach told you, they did fall in love with James Pierce Jr. Sometimes you'll get that from an analyst, but the team actually said, yes, we fell in love.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
James Pierce Jr. To me, this defense is going to be anchored by the dudes in the middle. Onyemata is kind of unsung. He gets good metrics from Pro Football Focus, but no one knows what that means in the middle of the line. Is Rook Arororo going to be that force? This is the year where not just the class of 2025 has to pan out, the class of 2024 has got to pan out.
200%. That's where it's at.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.